Good morning. She's here, I promise. See? She had to go get something.
I did. I forgot my can of bullshit.
So what does it do?
It repels all sorts of the spam emails, awful in-laws, annoying children, sales pitches, loud neighbors, bad drivers, bills, politics, and politicians. That's what it repels.
Is it a spray?
So I just, yeah, this is what Becky and Millie got me this weekend. And I just spray it on people. It repels all the bullshit. Because they told me, I saw Becky and our longtime friends and, you know, fans of the show, Becky and Millie, and they were telling me that you have all of the props.
Because you've got the face.
I do. And everything I have that. There.
You have the face and everything. I don't have the face. Why don't I have the face?
And I have this.
Right. You have all the cool things. You have the goat. You have the goat.
I have what?
You have the goat.
Yeah, oh yeah. Where is he?
See?
Where's my itty bitty guy? Oh, here
you
he
have
is.
All. You have all the things. You have the tiny balls. You have.
I
all
do.
The
I have the tiny balls. I have the big balls.
You have the big balls, the little balls, and so they were like, "We got you this can of bullshit." That's right. So I'm like, "Thank you," because I saw them this week, guys. But we spent way too much time hanging out at my little diner here in Moody, Texas, and yeah. So, anyways, it was lovely to see Becky and Millie. I just wanted to them. So yes. Yeah. So there. Anyways, hi everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We got a really nice, well, first of all, let's talk about Pillow really fast because I have a lovely little email from Jody Brazelton. And again, I'm catching up. We're still, this is from July 1st. We're working
oh my
our
God.
Way.
Oh my
working
God.
Our way to real time. So Jody Brazelton, Jody and Jason. So she wrote, "You ladies were 100% right about the towels. And my adopted daughter just ordered me the slippers for my birthday. I cannot wait to wrap my feet in kitten fur technology. I will keep you posted. Keep doing what you ladies do. Hugs and God bless you both," from Jody. So that's another testimonial about the MyPillow towels, which are on sale right now. If you use code
CHICKS.
$39.99 for a set of six towels, you guys. Call 1-800-875-0513 or go to mypillow.com. Use the code. Get yourself the towels. You're not going to be disappointed.
You're not. They're very absorbent-y. Squishy and soft and absorbent-y.
But not like lotion-y feeling.
No, I hate it. Which is when they're slick. When they're slick, oh, it's the worst.
I know,
they're not that at all. They're perfect. They're perfection. They're towel perfection.
And they come in all the colors, all the colors. So
yes.
Get yourself some. We also got a letter from Lori Connor, a really nice handwritten letter, where she said that she heard that we're going to Vegas. And she says her and her husband are invested in the Hash House Agogo, and they want to treat us to lunch. So they are going to treat us to lunch at one of the Hash House Agogo restaurants that they're invested in. There are five locations, three on the Strip and two off.
Oh, so my gosh.
There's one at the Link, one at Rio, and one at the Plaza Hotel. And then there's two that are off Strip, which we wouldn't be going to. But the Link is pretty convenient.
Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. So excited about that.
Yeah. So that's really sweet. So I have her card.
Hash House Agogo.
Hash House Agogo. It looks like a yummy breakfast place.
Yeah, so. We should do that for breakfast because you know I'll be up at like 5 in the morning every morning.
I know, because we're going to be all borked up time-wise.
We'll be like, yeah, we're going to sleep in. And then I'll be like, are you awake? Are you awake? It's 5 o'clock. Are you awake? Let's go. Let's go eat.
You'll be like, what time does the pool open? Can we
yeah,
go
let's
yet?
Go.
It's 6 a.m.
Is the pool open? Is the pool open at 6 a.m.? Let's go. I'll have my
you
giant
guys.
Hat on. Yeah.
So devastatedly disappointed because we were going to go and see the Prince tribute show and they canceled it. I'm so upset. I'd gotten us
right.
T-shirts and everything.
I know. You know, I told Mock, she got us T-shirts and I said, you know, we're going to wear them anyway. We're going to be this because it's Vegas. Nobody cares. So we're going to wear our matching Prince T-shirts. Nobody cares. You know,
I'm just
we're going
to so
be like
mad because I wanted us to have those to wear to the show and it was going to be so great. And now and there's no reason. They didn't give a reason why it's canceled. It's just like you're getting a refund. You can't come. Bye.
You're gonna have to, now you're going to have to show everybody what the T-shirts look like this week. You're going to have to just show
okay.
them. You bring them on.
I will.
And show them. Yeah.
Okay.
Again with the props.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to be making a post office run within the next week or two. So I'm going to be sending you a giant box, you know, all the stuff I've been collecting for you. So you will have your share of props.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty soon.
Yay.
So let's see. Okay. So I wanted to, there's a couple things that we need to talk about. First of all, Tucker got verbally attacked at a fishing store. A fly fishing store in Montana, because this is how ridiculous people are. And the guy that, and Tucker was with his daughter, apparently, which just makes it worse.
That's nice. Yeah, that's great.
And so the guy that organized a way to get himself recorded insulting Tucker to his face. And by the way, he stood about a head taller than Tucker Carlson and just, you know, just was real threatening and weird and just mountain man guy. And so he posted the video and he was very proud of this because he posted it on his Instagram page.
Oh, that's nice.
He posted the video on his Instagram and said, his name's Dan Bailey. He said, It's not every day that you get to tell someone that they're the worst person in the world and really mean it. What an asshole. This man has killed more people with vaccine misinformation. He has supported extreme racism. He is a fascist and does more to rip this country apart than anyone that calls themselves an American. F. Tucker Carlson. Then he had a bunch of hashtags that were super good.
Yeah, so, he's a fascist. Tucker's the fascist. Oh my God, is this guy completely uneducated or what? Like, where did you go to school, dude? I mean, seriously, like, Tucker's a fascist. Okay.
Tucker's a fascist.
All right.
And the whole time, you know, Tucker is basically just kind of laughing at him and just going, okay, settle down, dude, you know, calm down. And the guy just wouldn't stop. And so finally, you know, Tucker sort of scooched out of the way and went about his business. And it's interesting because at first people thought when they found out that guy's name was Dan Bailey, it turns out the owner, the creator of the store's name is Dan Bailey. So at first everyone was ripping on the store, but it turns out that that guy, Dan Bailey, the store owner, died like in 1982, and it's just a family owned store. This guy, the Dan Bailey that like attacked Tucker, no relation whatsoever, just some random guy. So the store had to come out with a statement saying, we treat all of our customers well, and this guy had nothing to do with our store.
Yeah, it's
so
just like, is it like a town that has about 50 Dan Baileys in it?
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's like you're playing. Okay, I'm gonna stop with the jokes about, you know, because I live in a small town, and so yeah,
it's just so odd. And then I want to ask you how you feel about eating mac and cheese ice cream.
Well, you know, I'm not a huge ice cream person to begin with. So, and I do like the mac and cheese on occasion, but to put those two together, I don't think I would be able to do that. I don't think I could do that.
It's a thing.
Why would you want to do that? I don't know what.
Well, there's this ice cream place based in Brooklyn. It's called Van Leeuwen. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but it's Van Leeuwen ice cream. They partnered with Kraft Heinz and they made this limited edition macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream. And it sold out like immediately within moments.
Okay. And so who's the maker again? Who?
It's Kraft Heinz. Like, so Kraft, the macaroni and cheese, they
joined with who?
With this Brooklyn-based ice cream company called Van Leeuwen.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not Ben and Jerry's.
Exactly, because Ben and Jerry's can suck a bowl.
They can suck all the bowls, right?
I would not eat this. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure
why we have to do this. You know, remember when it just used to be like I feel like everybody's getting so crazy with the food like mixtures, and it's like what is it that we're missing from our lives that we have to do this? You know, but I don't. It's like. It's just getting a little weird out there. I mean, I know there's a lot of foodies. I'm just not that much of a foodie. I'm very basic when it comes to food. You know what I mean? I know you like going to those fancy restaurants and stuff more than I do. So you're more experimental than I am when it comes to food. Except for like, what was it? A couple years ago, I found out that you had never had a Big Mac up at that point.
Yeah, because I don't like a lot of, when it comes to burgers, I'm a complete purist. I want the meat and I want a little bit of ketchup and then I'm good.
And I was like, what is even happening? Like, I don't, Plus, I don't think that your parents growing up had fed you a lot of junk food.
No, that's true.
Because you grew up in just a wonderful household with a Polish ma who made you really wholesome food. I, on the other hand, grew up in the quintessential American household where it's like, let's go to McDonald's, man. Happy meal. Woo! And so it was totally different. So, I mean, I had all the things, but I could, like a couple of years ago, I found out Mach didn't have a Big Mac. And I'm like, she's going to have a Big Mac. You know?
And everybody then I tried it and I was like, I don't like it. I don't think it's that good.
Right. Okay. But anyway, so I'm just not that big of a foodie. I don't understand this whole putting together all this, like, why do we need to put together mac and cheese and ice cream? I just don't think that we need to do that. People are going to say I'm like a mac and cheeseist or something, but I just don't think that this is a necessary thing.
Well, I don't mind some of the little combo. Like, for example, the flavored coffee, I am all about it. Like this morning, this coffee this morning is blueberry vanilla. Like that is the flavor of coffee I'm drinking. Huh. So I love all the crazy flavors when it comes to coffee.
That's
other
different
things.
Though. That's totally different. I think that's different than shoving two things that probably shouldn't be shoved together.
Yeah. It's not like this is like sirloin steak coffee. That would
right.
be
weird. So, you don't want that. Yeah. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants like squash coffee, you know, nobody wants it.
Right. Mm-mm. That is true. Speaking of weird food finds, this is amazing. So there is a young girl, 13-year-old girl in Australia, who apparently was eating a bag of Doritos. No big deal. She pulls one out of the bag that is a puff. Like, you know how it's like two Doritos with a puff of air and it's just like a puffy Dorito.
Oh, God.
And so for some reason, because I would get a puff Dorito and I would be like, oh, you know, I would like eat it. I would just be like, oh, look at that.
She
and I
broke would it with her hands. She broke it.
No.
Did she break it with her hands? No.
No.
No. Okay. No. She bit into it. Did she bite into it?
No. No.
What did she do?
She obviously posted it on social media and said, is this like amazing? Or is this like something that I should sell? Like, is this super rare? Should I eat it or should I keep it? Like, is this worth something? She ended up putting it on eBay and it got tons of bids to the point where Doritos brand, the actual company, was like, this is awesome. Here's $20,000.
Oh my God.
I know. This is how people make money now.
I swear to God, are you serious?
She made
20
serious.
Grand off of a Dorito in her bag.
Yeah.
We are in the wrong line of business.
I mean, can you even?
No,
so listen,
I can't.
It's not the first thing because there was a chicken nugget that was shaped like some character from a video game that sold for $136,000.
Oh my
gosh.
Like
people pay for this shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
For this stuff.
They do. They pay for that. It's like, and then if you get one that's shaped like Jesus, then it's right? Like, give you, like, wow. This never happens to me.
It never happens to me either. Probably because I'm too hungry and I never look at the food before I eat it. I'm just like, oh.
I totally don't either. I don't either, Mach. This is so upsetting.
God, well, now this is a lesson. We got to look at our food better.
Yeah, we totally should. 20 grand, you guys.
20. I mean, good on Doritos, right? For you know, getting in on the fun and getting
some
good publicity out of it. So
I mean, I suppose, but this is the thing. We're rewarding people for, I don't know. It's either like she was going to either make money selling that Doritos or she was going to make money doing a GoFundMe. I mean, this is the thing. This is what people have resorted to making money doing these sorts of things.
Isn't it incredible?
I guess. We have to talk about skincare really quick because I can talk about skincare about this weekend. My daughter, since your connection sucks today, and I can't believe I'm actually saying that, mine's actually good and yours is terrible. Like, what is going on? But this weekend, my daughter's 11, and she is now on this kick where she wants to do like spa nights, and she wants to do her face and like do skincare. It's really crazy. Like, we're at this point now where she wants to do that. So when we do this together, you know, as mom and daughter in the mirror and everything, and I'm sure she'll have like, you know, 3-step skincare. It's like really easy. And then I'm like, I have like 18 more steps, you know? And I'm like, look what mommy uses. And I whip out all the Genucel stuff that I have. I'm like, look, one day you'll be using all of this stuff. This is what you have. And I show her all the things. She's like, what's that? And I'm like, I show her all the, and I'm like, this is the microdermabrasion from Genucel. This is this, this is that. And so one day I'll like, you know, turn her on to Genucel. She'll start using all the stuff. But for right now, it's like, you know, soap and water and, you know, easy stuff. But
she's probably a little bit young for the instant effects,
right?
The eye bags,
little,
or the
yeah.
wrinkle repair, the XV yeah. cream that takes care of wrinkles. She's
right, but I'm like,
a little bit young,
but it's
that.
Coming. It's coming. Get ready for it. You're gonna be there before you know it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
I love their toner too. I've used their toner for absolute years because it's not like. Do you remember back in the day when we used to use sea breeze?
Yeah.
And it was like so, I mean, it would dry your skin out so much. And that's how toners work, because they were astringent and so different. It's not like that anymore. Genucel makes this really mild toner that still makes you feel like super fresh and clean, but it's also so mild on your skin, which I love. And right now you can get 50% or more off of any Genucel package. That's only if you go to the special website lovegenucel.com/chicks. The slash chicks is very, very important, because that's how you get the 50% or more off of the packages. And you can see the different packages that they put together that make skincare so easy. You can see them right at that site, lovegenucel.com/chicks. So make sure to try out your skincare ASAP. You're going to love it. I wanted to share, in case people didn't see it on our Facebook page, this amazing, completely unsolicited promotion video that a follower of ours put together, a new insider, a new Facebook Chicks on the Right insider member. And I get this email from him last week. His name is Sid. And he was like, look, I made this for you. And I was like,
how?
My God.
Yeah. And my question is how? Like, this is like, it's remarkable. He's just,
he's super talented.
So sweet, so talented. I was blown away by the generosity of this. I mean, he's just, this guy is awesome. So first of all, thank you.
I'm sharing it. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm sharing it in a new kind of way. So hopefully this works and you guys can hear it. Here it comes.
Hey, today I am officially a supporter. I can't thank you enough for everything you do. You both deserve so much more credit than you get. And I thought $4.99. Hello, what am I waiting for? I mean, it's $4.99. I can give up a cup of coffee, whatever it might be, because every day when I get up, I so look forward to starting my day and sharing and telling everybody, make sure to go watch the Chicks. They are great. I've told so many people about you both. You both have the biggest, best balls that I know. So thank you for bringing smiles on a personal level and learning more about you both. Amazing. And Daisy, Texas looks awesome. I'd love to come and pet your beautiful cows. They're so sweet. And Moxie, you just got the biggest smile. Oh, my God. I don't know how your cheeks don't hurt you. But anyway, thank you. You guys were rock stars. And if anybody were to ask why they should become a supporter and signing up, only $4.99 to make their life better. And this time of our lives right now, very challenging time, we need people like you. And I feel great about supporting you both. So thank you so much. Keep on rocking. And I look forward to seeing you on Monday on the next morning show. Have a great weekend.
Isn't that the most amazing thing?
Like, how do you even do that? I don't even know how to do that. That guy's, just the sweetest, sweetest thing.
And we did not pay him. We did not ask him. I did not know of this person's existence.
We didn't know it before. Right. We didn't know it before. So that was just this. It was so nice. So very nice.
So nice.
Y'all, our community. But that's one thing. We did a speaking engagement this weekend. And that's one of the things that we talked about with these lovely ladies is we were talking about how our community is so incredibly important to us. It's one of the biggest things. That's really the thing that we're most proud of.
Yeah.
Is just the community that we built. And we build like these kind of like sub communities too of people that go off and they do these wonderful things together even. And we're like, wait, we did that. That's so cool. Like these people know each other because of us. And it's just a thing that we're just so proud of that. We're so happy about that. That's the that's what gives us such joy. So anyway, it's just a wonderful thing. And so thank you for that.
Gosh, it's just so great. By the way, I saw on the Daily Mail, you know how J-Lo and Ben Affleck are like Instagram official now?
Did you see he had his hand on her butt and they were redoing?
That's what I was just
going to
tell you, is that they're recreating that video. And I'm like, can we just not, this is going to doom you. This is what will doom you, is this constant showing of your relationship and how in love you are now. This is what totally doomed you from the beginning. Why are you doing this? Why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because they're doing it because they are attention whores.
Right.
That's just what these people are.
But she looks amazing.
Well, she does look good. She's J-Lo. I mean, she looks freaking
amazing.
She does look really good. But I mean, I'll reserve comment. I mean, he looks good, but he looks like he is tired. You know what I mean? Like,
he's a little tired. I do.
And like, because I mean, you know, he's had a little bit of the problem with the drinky drink over the past couple years. And so I don't know. Maybe she can help him with that. Maybe she can. Maybe a little bit of the J-Lo love can help him with that issue. But I got to tell you, I'm sick. I'm already sick of it. I'm already sick of seeing them. I was sick of it before. And I'm sick of it now. Sick of it. I'm Daisy and this is Mock, and we found the coolest new thing, you guys. Look what I found. You want to see what I found?
See, show it.
Look what I found. It's the AMAC. It's AMAC.
I also found it.
You got it too? Look at you. So I'm not special. I feel like I'm special because I got this awesome new app from AMAC. It's really the coolest thing ever. I feel like it's my new BFF on my phone.
Well, AMAC, this is so awesome because AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, it's kind of like the conservative answer to AARP. And it now has this amazingly designed, beautiful app that not only has really amazing commentary and stories written by AMAC's own writers on the news of the day, culture, politics, media, business, finance, health, you name it. They write on all the topics. Mm-hmm. But then they also have this cool tab, the benefits tab, where if you click it, then if you don't have terrible internet like I do, there we go. You have all of these beautiful buttons that show you the different benefits you get as an AMAC member. And look at that. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's endless benefits.
Yeah. And you know, it goes on and on and on because there are endless benefits with AMAC. The benefits are completely awesome, which we've been talking about for quite some time. But it's nice to see them.
Right.
In an app.
And it's so colorful. Yeah,
it is. It is very beautiful. They did a wonderful job with this. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's really great to be able to have it like right here in your hand.
Especially when you're out to eat, right? And you want to know, is this something that I can get a discount on? Is this hotel something I can get a discount on? All of that is right here. If you want like gifts for people, they've got the discounts on the Popcorn Factory, on Cheryl's Gourmet Cookie Gifts, on 1-800-Baskets. You get discounts on all of these things, by the way. And if you're a member, you get these discounts for just $16 a year. And by the way, that includes your spouse. So it's really, if you're a married person, it's $8 a year for each of you to get all of these. You're going to more than pay for those benefits.
It's unbelievable. Why would you not do this? So all you got to do is go to amac.us/chicks to get a membership. Fantastic. We've really enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't do this. Plus, the cause is so great. What they do, their activism is fantastic. We believe in them. They believe in America. What they do is so wonderful, you guys. So it's just the best organization ever. And now they have an app.
I know. I love their app so much.
It's so
great. You guys, go be a member.
Yeah, go do it. amac.us/chicks.
Chicks. In case you were wondering how doomed we are and how utterly worthless our entire education system is, there's an example of a man on the street interview of a woman who is about to head off to college. And the questions that he asks her are so basic that the fact that she has graduated from a high school without knowing the answers is absolutely mortifying. Watch.
Going to school? Yeah, I'm going to go to college in August.
What college you about to go to?
Eastern Mennonite University.
So you smart, basically, because you're going to college.
Yeah.
Right. How many years is a decade?
How many years in a decade?
How many years make a decade?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, like 1,000?
Huh?
1,000? No.
Give me a favor, please. Get out of here.
I said decade.
Okay, I don't know.
Wait, you say you were going to college?
I am, but I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what a decade is?
It's like a long time. A decade like a long time ago, like in the ancient age, like.
You said what? This she says back in the 18. What?
You know, like the old time era where, you know, you got the cavemen.
I don't. Enlighten me.
You don't know about the cavemen.
What that got to do with decades?
But I'm saying, that's what you say about decades. It's like, oh,
did
like.
Did she say cavemen?
Yes.
Going to school?
Like, yeah, I'm going to go to college.
I mean, she doesn't know what a decade is.
She doesn't know what a decade is.
Can't
she's
you just
work
that out just based on the prefix alone? I mean, can
she
you not just
no,
work it out?
No, she can't. She doesn't know what a prefix is. What the hell, Mock? You can't expect her to know that. She's going to college.
True.
Listen, Kathleen wants you to know that she's going to learn what a decade is in college. They teach that when you're at least a senior. Do they teach that when you get
is
to
that,
be a senior?
Is that when that happens
when
now?
You get to be a senior in college, that's when they get to the whole this is what a decade is thing.
Well, because it takes them a while to get through all the genders and all
they
the
gotta
critical
get,
race theory.
Right.
So.
They got to get through all of that shit first. And then once they get through that, then they'll teach you what a decade is. By the time you're around 21, you'll get to
yeah.
that. Maybe.
Then they'll be like, it's time to learn the alphabet.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, phonetically, here we go.
It's circle time. Everybody join hands.
Okay, everybody take a nap. I can't.
Anyway,
all right, I'm
going to
need more coffee now. I'm going to need a lot more coffee. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. We're completely doomed, everybody. Go get some
totally
food
doomed.
In a box.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
We will.
All right, you guys.
Do this tomorrow.
We're going to. We'll be back. Same chick channel, everybody. Have a fantastic day. Make it count.
More Americans died from drug overdoses last year than any year on record. Yet there seems to be no real plan to address it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, former DEA official Derek Maltz joins me to discuss what can be done to fight back. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.